The John Murphy Show, presented by NOCO, accompanied from One Bills Drive, and the voluntary off-season conditioning program continues here in Orchard Park. In studio with us, a guy who's been around a couple of these in his second off-season with the Bills, quarterback Aaron Korb. Thank you very much for coming by here tonight, Aaron. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Are things changed very much from last year when you were in the off-season workouts? You were in some mini camps, I think, with the Bills last year. Do you get a different vibe here this year?
Yeah, a little bit. I think everyone seems a little bit more excited with this new coaching staff. And, hopefully I can impress them and get in the mix.
Do you have a chance to impress them on the field yet? I know you guys do a little bit of work on the field. Most of that's conditioning here, right, this last couple of weeks?
Yeah, so far no time in front of the coaches. Before I signed, I actually got to work out for Coach Hackett.
Okay.
Apparently he liked me enough to give me an opportunity, so... But so far, with the whole team, no coach involvement.
Yeah, and you do spend some classroom time, I think, with Coach Hackett and the quarterback group, right?
Mm-hmm. We get about 2 hours a day, just learning the playbook. Everyone's pretty much starting from scratch with the new system they're bringing in, so it's a good time to learn.
The fact that you're back here this year, Aaron, is interesting. A lot of it because of the coaching change. I mean, obviously the coaching staff, Jan Gailey and his staff, had thought enough of you to bring in last year in the offseason, and now total turnover of the coaching staff, and this group wants to bring you in as well. Was it somebody in scouting here that you think pushed to bring you back, or how did that work out?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I really don't know how those intricacies work, but I'm glad I'm getting the opportunity, and hopefully I can make the most of it.
Maybe it's better not to ask a lot of questions, right? Yeah. Just show up for work and go to work.
Exactly.
I want to get into your background a little bit, and any Bills fan knows that you came from University of Richmond, and you were at USC before that. And before that, you grew up in Southern California, Orange County, and heavily recruited by USC. You made a pretty early commitment to the Trojans as a high school player, right?
Yeah. I think most of my scholarship offers coming out of high school were the Pac-10 then. It came down to a couple schools, and ultimately I chose USC just because I liked the school. Obviously, Coach Pete Carroll was there at the time. They were pretty much top of the food chain in college football then.
Were you recruited by mostly Pac-10, Pac-12 schools back then?
I think a couple Big 12 schools, maybe a SEC school here and there, but mostly it was the Pac-10.
What was it? Who was your offensive coordinator at USC the couple of years you were there?
My first year was Steve Sarkisian before he got the Washington job. And then my last year there was Jeremy Bates, who I think followed Coach Carroll to the Seahawks, and then I think he's with the Bears now.
Some pretty good coaching talent. I mean, you must have felt pretty good about the guys that were teaching you the quarterback spot at
definitely,
USC.
Definitely. Even now, the stuff that they were teaching me back then is really, really relating to, what Coach Hackett's trying to do here.
At USC 2009, you had a good spring camp, I guess, and were able to kind of insert yourself into the quarterback picture in your sophomore year, redshirt sophomore year? Is that how it worked?
Yeah, that's right. I was named the starter going into camp. Had a little injury, was sitting out for a couple weeks. And, that's when Matt Barkley came in and he took over the starting job and didn't let it go.
Pretty serious competition, I would think.
No, it definitely was. Matt's a great player. He's obviously coming out this year. It just didn't work out for me.
You told me before we went on the air that I guess the deal is at USC every other year they're going to bring in a quarterback, and out there it's most likely a pretty premium quarterback that they're going to bring in.
Yeah, that's what it seemed like. I mean, they had, if you go back to Carson Palmer and then John David Booty, who ended up playing the NFL for a couple of years, and then Sanchez.
Yeah,
and then the way I was looking at it is maybe I was going to be next. Didn't work out. Matt came in, and obviously he's a great player, and he got me. Beat me out a little bit.
A lot of attention focused this year on Matt Barkley. Mm-hmm. Many people expect him to be a first round pick. Give us your thoughts on how his game might translate to the NFL.
I think it's good. I actually just saw him today. He was.
Oh, he's in the building.
He's in the building.
Yeah.
I don't know if. Want to give that away?
No, they announced it.
Okay,
or
good.
They're going to announce it.
Okay, good. he was in the building. Saw him. Hadn't seen him in a while. But I think he's going to do well. Hopefully, he can get up on a team and do well.
What do you think are his strengths? That translate to the NFL, Matt Barkley.
He's got a good arm, and I think he's pretty smart. He's going to pick up any offense he gets into pretty quickly.
Talking with Aaron Korp, Bills quarterback in camp in this voluntary offseason conditioning program. Aaron, so that happens, Matt Barkley takes over, and at that point, after 2009, you make the decision to transfer, right, to Richmond. Was that a difficult decision to leave USC?
Yeah, it was, especially being from Southern California. You know, USC's really, really the pinnacle, you know, even academically. And so it was, had some good friends I was leaving behind. But ultimately, you know, I wanted to play. And so I took a trip out to Richmond, decided that I liked it, and made the switch.
You went from one coast to the other. Yep. You went from really the pinnacle of FBS to a pretty good FCS program. Mm-hmm. So all of those things, they had to be going through your head about how far you were going geographically and, mm-hmm. and where you were going in a football sense from USC to Richmond.
Yeah, you know, Richmond had a lot of good talent. You know, Justin Rogers, who's yep. a corner here, came from Richmond, and I was actually really surprised when I got there that the level of talent at the skill position. I think, obviously, the linemen are not as big at the FBS level, but still good skill. And you know, it was good for me to get some playing time.
You started right away, right, with, what, 2 years of eligibility
Correct.
Left
Correct.
At Richmond? Started right away. That had to feel pretty good. You probably validated your decision once you got there and were able to play right
yeah,
away.
Yeah, had to, you know, was in another competition with another really good quarterback, John Lobb, who he's trying to come out this year, and hopefully he'll get a shot. But yeah, won the job and was really fortunate to get to play.
Started the first five games, and then a knee injury ended your season. What did you do to your knee?
Ooh, I had a pretty bad injury. Tore three ligaments in my knee. Doctors did a great job repairing it, and then you know the rehab staff at Richmond really helped me and got to come back for a little bit of spring ball the next year, and then started my senior season.
Started the entire season, right? No mm-hmm. no leftover problems from the knee injury?
Yeah,
no
correct.
Issues.
Correct.
They had to be feel pretty good to get in that one good season at Richmond, a full season at quarterback.
Yeah, at least, you know, finish the whole year out, and it was you know, good opportunity for me.
One game jumps out from your senior year against Towson, 31 of 34 passing, and it says it's a record, right, in FCS for completion percentage in one game. What an unbelievable game!
Yeah,
that was
you know, and we still lost.
Did you?
Yeah, we lost a lot of close games that year, and I think I was sick after that game just because I thought we should have won that game, and yeah, it was, you know, the whole offense was clicking that night. Receivers made great catches, made me look good. And
do you know what the final was? Did you give up a lot of points in that game? Or?
Yeah, you know, it was like a shootout. It was yeah. something like 31 to 34 or something like that.
Maybe you should have thrown more. 34 wasn't enough.
Yeah, no kidding. But, you know, that's how it goes.
Aaron, your family I want to talk about, too. Your dad and your mom were both pretty good athletes in their own right, at Idaho State University.
Yeah, my dad played receiver at Idaho State. I think they won the 1981 national championship, which was Division I AA then, and my mom played volleyball, and they were both from San Diego, and they met up there.
So you come from a good gene pool anyway when it comes to athleticism. So how did you make your way last year to the offseason work with the Bills? Obviously coming out of Richmond undrafted, mm-hmm. what was the contact like last spring, and what brought you to the Bills offseason camps last year?
You know, it was kind of the last day of the draft, and had a bunch of different teams calling me. We might pick you up in the seventh round. We might not. And ultimately, obviously, I didn't get drafted. Had a couple different offers to choose from, and ultimately, I chose the Bills.
You know, when you look at your resume and the speed that you possess, what, a 4.72 at the combine, you've even run faster than that. That's got to be the one thing that teams probably look at when they were out there scouting and talking to you last year going into the draft, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's something that definitely can be utilized, whether movement in the pocket or getting out on bootlegs and stuff like that, that I feel like I can contribute and, you know, feel like it's a pretty strong part of my game.
As a quarterback, very rarely will you be called upon to run a 40-yard dash. Mm-hmm. But you must have, I would guessing, you must have some quick feet and probably pretty good pocket sense to be able to avoid pass rushers and use the quickness that you have.
Yeah, I'd like to think so. You know, that really comes into play. You know, I'm not the biggest guy, you know, close to 220 right now, but you know, that can help me avoid some hits that maybe I shouldn't be taking.
Aaron Korp, our guest, Bills quarterback. Aaron, were you surprised when you got the call from the Bills in February, as you said, to come and work out, and that they signed you? I mean, did you close the Buffalo chapter of your professional career, did you think, a year ago?
Yeah, you know, I was a little bit surprised. I had worked out for for a couple different teams last year. Obviously didn't get picked up. And kind of out of the blue, in January was actually when they called me and set up the workout for February. And apparently I've performed decent enough to let them give me an opportunity.
What did you do last year when you were out of football? Out of the NFL?
Yeah, you know, like I said, I had those four or five workouts that I was trying to stay right. in shape for. Also, I was helping out at Villa Park High School, you know, my hometown high school, and, you know, just kind of playing it by ear.
Do you have a time frame in mind that you're going to give the NFL thing, or do you have like a, I mean, you just keep going as long as somebody will have a chance to play for somebody somewhere?
You know, the way I look at it is if they're going to keep calling me and giving me opportunities, you know, might as well keep giving it a shot.
Tell us your impressions after a couple of weeks with the coaching staff of this Buffalo offense and maybe how your skill set would fit into what they want to do offensively here.
Yeah, you know, it seems like it's really dynamic. They can try and do a lot of things. And from what Coach Hackett is saying, you know, he's not gonna force what he likes onto you. You know, if you're good at something, that's what he's going to run. And so, you know, obviously all three of us right now with Kevin Tavares and myself, you know, I'll have different skill sets, and he's probably going to try and cater, you know, when we're in situations to help us out.
For about 6 weeks, it was just you and Tavares as the quarterbacks on the roster mm-hmm. until Cobb was signed this past week. You had to know all along there's going to be more added to this picture, right? I mean, that could not have been a surprise.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I always knew that, you know, I was going to have to come in and compete. I figured that they were going to bring, you know, one or at least two in.
When do you switch into compete mode? There's a veteran mini camp that starts next week. Is that when you get a chance maybe to show what you can do, throwing the ball and trying to run this offense a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, I'm in compete mode right now.
Are you?
I mean, in the weight room when we're running, you know, trying to figure out the playbook the best I can. So, you know, it's not necessarily on the field, but, you know, in my mind, I'm already competing.
Are you comfortable here, Aaron? I mean, do you feel like you're going to get a chance to win a job here? Do you feel like the things are set up well for you and you are in a good place?
Yeah, you know, that's what everything seems like right now. You know, as you know, it can change really quickly, yeah. but for right now, I'm comfortable, not too comfortable. Oh, don't yeah. want to get too comfortable until the fall, but I feel like I'm going to get a good opportunity.
We wish you luck. We're looking forward to seeing you out there in these camps coming up in the next few weeks. Thanks yeah. for coming by here today.
Oh, yeah, thanks for having me.
Aaron Korp, quarterback for the Buffalo Bills, our guest. It is the John Murphy Show presented by NOCO from One Bills Drive on the home of the Bills, WGR Sports Radio 550.